Welcome back, folks, to Casting the Net, where we seek to detangle the wide net that public health casts here in East Texas. We are the Northeast Texas Public Health District here in East Texas. We are your local health department. Today, joining me are some friends coming down from Austin, or over from Austin, close to my alma mater. And we got Terrence in here. I'll let our guests introduce themselves here shortly. But yeah, Terrence, what are we talking about today?
Hey, everybody. We're talking about food.
Food. What kind of food?
All kinds of food? I can't give away the whole topic at the beginning. We're talking about ways to increase access for anybody in East Texas for fresh produce, amongst other things. Yeah. So our guests here today are from the Sustainable Food Center, which is based in Austin. And with that, I will pitch it to whomever would like to go first.
I'm Dasha Waits. I'm the Farm Direct Specialist with Sustainable Food Center. And my role is to expand the Double Up Food Bucks program with Farm Direct sites. That's farmers markets, farm stands, and mobile markets.
I'm Brita Van Fossen. I'm the Food Access Manager at Sustainable Food Center, and I work with my team, or the team at SFC, to increase access to fresh fruit and vegetables across the state of Texas for our Double Up Food Bucks program, as well as a few other programs, but we're going to specifically speak about Double Up Food Bucks today.
I'm Joseph Ramirez. I'm the Grocery Retail Specialist with Sustainable Food Center. My job pretty much is looking for grocery retailers as well as helping them onboard to the Double Up Food Bucks program.
So as everybody is listening to this podcast, if you have questions, you can send them to our email address, which is castingthenet@netphd.org. Or you can go to our main website, mynethealth.org, and send us a question through our contact page. Or you can give us a call at 903-535-0030. I'll kickstart this overall topic, just informing everybody this is a free resource that is being made available. Mm. Can't emphasize the word free. I wish I could emphasize it as much as I would like to, but this is one way that NetHealth is partnering with this is through our WIC department. And we have WIC clinics in 20 different cities across East Texas. And as Dasha had mentioned, partnership with farmers markets, with food stands, roadside farm vendors. If you are a WIC clinic, if you are a WIC client already, this program would benefit you. If you are a SNAP eligible client, the Double Up Food Bucks program will benefit you. If you are neither, this program can still benefit you. So I'm going to use that as a way to kickstart the conversation. And I'll pitch it over to Dasha. If you'll go just a little bit more in depth of how an individual person, how a client can have access to the Double Up Food Bucks program.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different ways. Traditionally, we have a lot of farmers markets that we work with. Essentially, they would go to like what we call the central booth, and they would use their SNAP card and receive $30 of SNAP funds, which can be used on eggs, bread, milk, cheese, meat. And then they'll also get a matching $30 for Double Up Food Bucks, which they can use for fresh produce. That's transplants, microgreens, mushrooms, and, of course, any produce.
Now, when you say transplant, what do you mean by transplant?
So, like food-producing plants. So like pepper plants, tomato plants, basil plants.
Okay.
Those different things. Yeah. So you can match up to $30 a day at any given market.
So the farmers market nutrition program that our WIC clinic supports, it's a voucher that you receive for $30 of produce, but that's $30 just for the entire season. What you just said, it's $30 per day, mm-hmm. which is $210 a week, $840 a month. Yeah. I'm not going to do the math in my head, but I'm just to communicate to everybody. It's a lot of money being made available for you for free. That's essentially what it boils down to.
Yeah. And it's really to increase participants' purchasing power, to be able to get local Texas-grown produce. So that's really our goal.
But the Double Up Food Bucks program is not just for farm markets, farmers markets, and it's also in retail outlets, correct?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What types of retail outlets would that include?
That would be grocery retail outlets, fruterias, which is like a predominantly Mexican produce market. It's mostly...
Yeah, so a wide variety of retailers across the state are participating in the program currently, and that can kind of run the gamut from, as Joseph said, kind of smaller community markets in different areas, and then also we do work with some more statewide retailers as well, and are always looking to increase the number of retailers and farmers markets that we're working with, and so. We have a website that we'll also talk about at the end, but called Double Up Food Bucks, or doubleuptexas.org, rather, that has a list of all of our locations. Right now we are at about 95 locations, and by the end of July, we will be at surpassing 100 locations across the state and growing. So please check out the website and look for – you can enter your zip code, you can enter – other information about where you are and get an idea of locations in your area. And then specifically in East Texas, we are currently partnered with Rose City Farmers Market and White House Farmers Market and soon to be Athens Farmers Market. So if y'all are in the East Texas area, those are current sites, and there are more to come in the future as we move forward. Sorry, I stole your question.
Oh, it's all good. We can circle back. We can adjust
So one of the reasons that the Sustainable Food Center staff is collaborating with NetHealth is so that we can increase the number of redemption sites in East Texas for the Double Up Food Bucks program. So you had mentioned the three that are in place right now. Is there a vision, is there an end goal of a certain number of locations in East Texas, a certain number of cities or counties, or a total number of people to benefit from participating in the Double Up Food Bucks program? Like what are some of the end goals, say, for a year from now that y'all would like to achieve having the Double Up Food Bucks program in East Texas?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we don't have, at this juncture, specific goals for East Texas. We have goals on a statewide level, but I think to answer that directly, we would love the opportunity to be in as many locations as realistically we can be in that amount of time. And so we are in active conversations and looking forward to further conversations with other farmers markets and retailers in the area so that we can just increase the number of sites where the program is offered so that as many folks in East Texas as possible can have access to the program readily.
And I might have missed it. How long has SFC been an organization or a group?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. We are having our 50th anniversary this year as an organization.
And 50?
Yes. It is a big year. We've had a couple different celebrations of that and are very excited. The iteration that the organization is currently is not what it necessarily was 50 years ago.
Sure.
It actually started out as a community garden organization more so and has morphed over the years in a few different ways. But in its current vision with Double Up Food Bucks, we also have a few other – we have kind of a holistic approach to food system work as an organization. So we have, from a food access and education perspective, we also teach cooking classes called the Happy Kitchen, La Cocina Alegre, and those are available not currently yet in East Texas, but in some other state or other areas across the state. And then we do a lot of policy and advocacy work, and we do a lot of direct farmer work or work with farmers on a farm viability side of things, in terms of helping farmers remain farmers. And Dasha may be able to speak to that a little bit more too. But and then we also, those are it, right? I'm like, those are the main. Yeah, I'm like, I think those are all of the things. Sorry, I'm totally fumbling in my mind right now.
It sounds like it's a lot.
The approach is holistic, so that we can try to make real food system change, to have it be about local food that is available to everybody in a way that is sustainably produced and accessible.
That's awesome.
So 50 years.
Yes.
Is there going to be a 50th year birthday bash? Is there going to be any celebratory event of the 50-year anniversary?
So we had like a kickoff a couple months ago, but I actually don't know for sure if we're going to do any. I know we're doing kind of a series of events throughout the year that are all celebrating that milestone. But I think that main one that we had earlier this spring, I think, was the predominant, like,
that was the big one,
celebration. And we had that in Austin, where we invited the community and folks to come out and speak about the organization. So I think that is the main one that we were planning to have.
Are y'all fans of Saturday Night Live?
Not currently. I haven't kept up with it, but I used to be a big fan. Or like, I've watched it historically. I don't know.
Oh, there was a recurring character they had. This was a decade or so ago. That was Sally O'Malley. Okay. And she was 50.
Okay.
And she liked to kick and stretch and kick. So, I don't know if the Sustainable Food Center. So I'll just throw that out. If that's a way that y'all would like to continue to celebrate,
I love
later
that
in the year.
Okay.
But one thing that you mentioned a while ago of how you were explaining what the Sustainable Food Center does with the Double Up Food Bucks program, it was as though you were advertising towards business owners here, owners of retail outlets, vendors at farmers markets. That if this topic intrigues you, you can contact the Sustainable Food Center directly, or you can contact NetHealth, and we can get you in contact with the Sustainable Food Center. Have y'all tried to say your company name five times fast? I'm stumbling just once.
I was messing up with that acronym earlier. I was like, is it FSC or SFC?
Yeah, we get that a lot. I was going to say, we typically just shorten it to SFC because it doesn't roll off, rolls off the tongue slightly better. But yeah, it's a mouthful for sure.
Yeah, you should see our email.
Yeah.
My last name, Sustainable Food Center.
Oh, wow.
And that, the whole word typed out. So, yeah.
So the Double Up Food Bucks program, in the big picture, it seems like it is a passion project. How did each of you individually, how did you make the decision that you wanted to work at the Sustainable Food Center, that you wanted to be in that realm of community impact?
Yeah, I can start off.
Yeah,
go for it. So, I actually, when I had my daughter, I was a WIC customer at one of our farmers markets in Austin. And so that's the first time I found out about our farmers markets. And so that's where I started. For context, I worked at the farmers markets for a year and a half before being in this position. And I've been in this role for 6 months. But I think I always tell this story. Like, I started at the farmers markets just as a way to make extra money for my kiddo on Saturdays. And I just never left because I loved it. They asked me to start doing some things in the office. And I was like, any way that I can get my foot in the door and start to work close, you know, a little bit more closer with what the mission is and what they're doing, like, I want to be a part of it. But I've always been connected to food in some kind of way, and like service. Like, I worked retail customer service before getting into this, and I just feel like food is so important, and it like connects people to their soul and to their culture. And so I'm like, and, you know, we help farmers. And so I think just trying to support low-income families, support farmers, grow the local economy. Like, I'm like, how can I be a part of that? So.
Yeah, I worked for a cooperative grocery store. I worked in the grocery industry for over 20 years, and I became very familiar with the value chain, ordering, distribution. And the cooperative grocery store I worked with had a thing where once a month, or for a month, they would take a portion of their profits for that month and donate it to a nonprofit organization in Austin, Texas, local. And Sustainable Food Center was one of those that we would donate to. So I was very familiar with the program. And then one day I just saw a posting for a job with them that was a value chain coordinator, which is where I would come in and work with farmers to connect them with distributors and retailers and kind of help them grow their farm in order to get into that value chain. And yeah, and then I did that for a little while there, and then they needed my grocery expertise again because they needed someone to help onboard grocery stores for the Double Up Food Buck program. So so I started doing that work. Since working there, I've learned a lot about farmer support and food access work, which has been really good. I've never worked in the nonprofit area. This is my first office job, but it's been really good. I've been there about 4 years now.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, I feel like we all have such different trajectories, and that's part of what makes the organization so amazing, too, is that we're all coming from different backgrounds with it. But I am coming to the organization from a food distribution background, sort of, but at another nonprofit organization where I worked with farmers and wholesalers, so restaurants, schools, other institutions, to marry produce from local farmers with those distributors. And so I saw it more from a wholesale perspective. But during the pandemic, we pivoted a lot to do more food access work in that organization, partnering directly with community organizations and providing distribution of fresh produce to folks in the community. And so I, and that was in Charleston, South Carolina, where I lived previously. And I, my husband and I needed to relocate to Austin, and Sustainable Food Center had just kind of been on my radar previously. And the vision and the mission of the organization aligned so much from kind of the holistic perspective. For me, I'm coming more from an environmental lens, honestly, because I think everything that we do in the way that we produce and grow our food has such an impact on our environment. And then kind of on the other side of that lens, being able to give that access to everybody is so important to me. And so I was coming from a few different lenses with it, but the organization as a whole really spoke to me, and worked out that they were hiring at the time that I was looking. And I have been so honored to be a part of this team and to be doing this work. And so it's just, I think what Dasha said too, like, food is everything. So the way that we grow it, the way that we eat it, the way that, like, it is a celebratory thing for, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's so deeply rooted. And I am really excited to be able to expand that access.
Let's go off script now. If you were not at the Sustainable Food Center, if money was no object, what would be your career, or what would you have wanted to have done if fate would not have brought you to the Sustainable Food Center? What's your dream job? Or are you working your dream job?
Sorry, I might go first if that's okay with y'all, but I kind of feel like...
Remember, she said she was shy and nervous about doing pie now. Like, I'll go first.
Well, I'm still shy and nervous, but here we are. We're doing it. I think for me, and like maybe this is cliche, but I feel like all of my professional experience and like also my personal experience just growing up, like I lived in a rural part of Vermont and my parents had a huge garden and I grew up like always being so annoyed that I had to weed the garden and like be involved in doing that. And it's like, it was embedded in me at such a young age, the importance of like how we procure and how we interact with our environment in order to get food. And so I think in my trajectory, I worked at a tech company before I worked at the other nonprofit. And I just feel like there have been like things that I've drawn from all of the different places that I have been in my career that have really led me to SFC. And it feels like the perfect amalgamation of the work that I've done and the things that I care about deeply, just personally. And so I think, yeah, I don't know that I'm like kind of hard pressed to dream up something that wouldn't align more with the like core values of what I care about in like accomplishing in my life. So, yeah.
I can go. So for one, I'd have, which is still my goal, but I definitely have a farm. Like the dream is 20 acres compound with a farm in the middle for my family. And like, we're really like self-sustainable. And then I want like a tea shop, herbalism. Like that's, I really want to like heal myself, my family, my community by way of food, herbs, those kinds of things. But being with Sustainable Food Center, I always say like if there was a role, if there was a company, if there was a job that I could commit to long term before and while starting those dreams of mine, this would be the place I'd want to do it. So, which is big for me. Cause like I said, I worked retail and it was rough. So yeah, I think that's my dream, is really just to have like a space for my family to come. We have farm to table dinners, we have weddings, family reunions, you know, all those things at the farm. So that's my dream.
My degree is in nothing food related. I went to school for radio, television, film production, and specifically for film production management. And I guess as far as dream jobs, that's probably what I would have wanted done. If things had been different, probably would have tried to get in there. It's not the most secure industry, so I needed to kind of stay in a secure line of work. So I stayed with grocery stores and then ended up at Sustainable Food Center. If I wasn't at Sustainable Food Center, in reality, I'd probably still be at grocery stores. Nothing wrong with that. You feed people. It's good. But I guess my dream job would have been in some kind of production management, or at least TV production.
Do you have a dream job, Thomas?
I'm living it. That's it.
Y'all can't tell. They're all looking at me now. I've lived my dream job already. I haven't told y'all yet.
Wait. That didn't come up at all today?
It didn't come up at all. Yeah.
How funny.
Uh-oh.
So for about 10 years, I was a professional wrestler.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You see this guy's shoe size? He used to drop kick people with those big old lugs.
How did you get into something like that?
Like, it was ever since I was 9, 10 years old, I saw it on TV, and like you see something and you're just naturally hooked. You gravitate to it. You don't know why, but you just do. And so when I got old enough, my girlfriend at the time, now wife, told me to go for it, so I did. There are some similarities between wrestling and gardening. Food, I will say, that it takes a lot of work to get the end fruit of your labor. Mm-hmm. You have to have patience. Mm-hmm. You have gratitude in getting your end goal. You can get hurt very easily if you're not mindful of what you're doing, if you don't know what you're doing in the garden. So I do want to read a quote from sustainablefoodcenter.org. That way y'all know this is not a Terrence Ates statement. But the state of Texas ranks second in the nation for the number of people living in food insecure households. So it's nearly 15% of the Texas population, which is about 5 million people across the state of Texas. This includes one in five Texas children. So the importance of whether you want to consider the term food security or if you want to consider the term food insecurity, just the importance of making sure every Texan has access to healthy food. That's not the case right now, but that's why this partnership between NetHealth and the Sustainable Food Center is so important, so that we can increase that access, not just to children, but to every person that lives in East Texas and across the state. I kind of went on a curve with that question of what your dream job is, because even when you're a kid, it's hard to think about what you want to dream about, what your goals and aspirations are if you're hungry. If you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, if we're able to eat good today, but tomorrow, I don't know, and I don't know what the next day is going to be like. If we can just wipe that away by increasing the access for everybody, it will just make things easier in the long run, is what I'm getting at. We did make a mention earlier about the website, sustainablefoodcenter.org, but what are other ways that, whether they are a store owner, whether they're a WIC client, whether they're SNAP eligible, what are other ways that individuals can get connected to the Sustainable Food Center?
Yeah, so we also have something called the SFC Help Desk. And so that's where, like, really anybody, but specifically our Double Up users can call that number and get some information about how to apply for SNAP. We'll send them, you know, give them some resources for that, or where they can go to use their Double Up food bucks, or do they help out with FMP as well? Okay. So, yeah, they can also go call that number and get some information about FMP. And they're an amazing resource. We refer all of our farmers markets and our grocery stores to that number.
Yes.
Yeah. It really helps the customers out when they are just confused or they don't know where the nearest location that they can go and shop.
So they don't have to feel like they're alone.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be sure to have these additional resources listed in the show notes for y'all to be able to look it up and get to that information for sure.
Is there any info that y'all think we missed that y'all want to make sure that we hit on?
I just want to make sure. So I feel like I want to make sure we're just like covering what Double Up Food Bucks is, because I don't know that we necessarily touched on that specifically. There might be awareness already in the audience about what it is, but just for the sake of kind of giving an overview. So Double Up Food Bucks is specifically for folks that are utilizing SNAP benefits. And it is a dollar-for-dollar match on those benefits, up to $30 a day. That kind of quantity and the way that you utilize the program shifts a little bit depending upon each retailer that you're working with. But just wanted to mention, too, that that is just that dollar-for-dollar match program to help provide increased access and purchasing power, as Dasha said, for fresh fruits and vegetables.
So if I buy $5 of produce at the White House Farmers Market, then I would automatically get another $5 of free fresh produce by being enrolled in the Double Up Food Bucks program.
Yeah. So if you were, for instance, shopping at the White House Farmers Market, you would go up to that central booth or the central tent at the location, and you can utilize your SNAP card and say however many benefits you'd like to get from your SNAP card. And then up to $30 will be matched from that, and you'll get currency to use to then go shop at the vendors at the market so that you can buy any of the produce available from those vendors. And then the rest of it is taken care of on the back end by the market.
So I do recall y'all saying that these can be utilized in other vendor stores, not just farmers markets, right? So y'all come from Austin. So y'all got farmers markets that probably run throughout the whole week, right? Or are they usually on the weekends?
Yeah, it kind of runs the gamut. A lot of them are on the weekends.
On the weekends, yeah. So the ones that we have here locally, Terrence here in Tyler, is typically on the weekends, right?
There's Saturdays. Now there's the Rose City Farmers. Well, actually both. There are vendors that operate at the Rose City Farmers Market and at the White House Farmers Market. They will sell at our 815 North Broadway WIC Clinic on Thursdays. Then there's a independent roadside stand in Winona that's open on Wednesdays and Sundays. So it's different days of the week, different locations. Again, increasing access, working to decrease barriers to transportation, proximity, availability. Sundays may be a better day for some to go to a farmer's market. Thursday may be better for some.
Right.
Saturday may be better for some.
I guess I was just trying to get an idea of how much somebody could capitalize in one given week, you know, depending on how many locations would accept or would be eligible. Because I know a lot of farmers markets are on the weekends.
But then a person, say if they live here in the Tyler area, if they go to the Austin area or San Antonio or El Paso, they can redeem it anywhere across the state, right?
That's right. Yes, exactly. So if you happen to be visiting Austin and go to one of our retailers there.
Or visiting a family or for on vacation.
Exactly.
Or if you're having to relocate.
Yeah.
The double up dollars specifically you can use throughout Texas, but the SNAP dollars have to be used at the specific market. So, for example, a customer wouldn't be able to, like, pull out $30 at White House and then use that same SNAP at Athens. But the double up dollars for the produce they can use statewide.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
I got you.
Yeah, and the retailers, it kind of depends on each retailer. And the double up food buck is specific to the farmers markets, but you can come use your SNAP benefits at any of the locations across the state and be able to get the benefits of the program.
I also wanted to just add, if you are like a farmers market manager or if you're a vendor at a farmers market that you'd like to see double up, if you'd like to see double up at your market, just contact us and all that information will be in the show notes, but we would love to connect with you or connect with NetHealth and we can get you SNAP and double up authorized.
That also goes for any grocery retailers. If you're a grocery retailer who accepts EBT SNAP benefits, feel free to reach out to Sustainable Food Center or NetHealth. They can put you in contact with me and we can talk more about maybe getting your store associated with the Double Up Food Bucks program.
And that's whether they are a franchise store, whether they're a convenience store, or
pretty much any store. If you sell fresh fruits and produce, that's specifically what the benefit is for. And you have SNAP, feel free to contact us.
So again, and depth of information that we're sharing with everybody listening about the Double Up Food Bucks program that is being promoted by the Sustainable Food Center in collaboration with NetHealth. We will list more information in the show notes, as we mentioned before. If you have questions, whether you want to direct the questions to NetHealth or to the Sustainable Food Center, you can send an email to our email address, castingthenet@netphd.org. You can also contact us through our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube accounts. So you can go to our website, mynethealth.org. And I personally want to thank Joseph and Brita and Dasha for your time and your base of knowledge, your willingness to be spontaneous with the random questions I asked during this session today. And to thank you in advance for how you are benefiting East Texans who don't know yet how they're going to benefit truly from the Double Up Food Bucks program. Like, it's really, I really feel people aren't going to realize how much more produce they're going to be able to have access to stretch your household income to benefit your nutrition and just your overall, your safety needs. Because if you know that you have stable access to food, that's one less stressor you have in your life.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys coming out. Being that y'all are visiting from Austin, I know it was kind of last minute, be like, hey, y'all want to hop on an episode? So we appreciate y'all's willingness to come in and sit down and, you know, explain a little bit more about the work that y'all are doing. For those that don't know, Terrence got to spend a little time with these three earlier this morning, so I'm sure they're pretty talked out. But it was informative for me, you know, because I didn't get to hang out with you guys this morning. So at the time of this recording, it was good to sit and hear a little bit more about it. So we appreciate that.
Thank y'all again. And we don't have a way we normally conclude the podcast, so we just...
Thank you. Well,
can I just... I'm so sorry.
No, absolutely.
Out of the flow of things, but I just wanted to say too that we need to thank our grant funders for it too. So
sure.
Just wanted to say that this work is made possible by a number of different grant funders, but specifically USDA, NEFA, and the state of Texas. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, got to cover those bases, right?
Yeah, don't apologize about thanking the funders.
Yeah, they fill the pockets.
The flow is like, when do I interject? So,
no,
yeah.
It's good. It's totally fine. But with that, yeah, we'll catch you on the next one, guys. And again, we appreciate y'all coming by, and y'all stay tuned for more episodes. So we'll catch you on the next one.